Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
Whichever it is for you, here's the Morning Scramble
with Claire and Eric,
a Z102.9 podcast.
Enjoy.
And Harry Potter fans, rejoice. Harry Potter and those little goldfish crackers have hooked up.
That's an interesting branding, I guess. Yeah.
The goldfish are going to get a new flavor. Butterbeer flavored goldfish.
You just lost me.
No?
I'm
you don't
not
like butterbeer?
I like butterbeer. I just like my goldfish to be a savory cracker. I want cheddar. I want pretzel.
I love
basic.
The graham cracker goldfish.
I don't want that.
You don't like that?
No. The only animal that can be a graham cracker is a teddy bear. That's it.
Now, if this was an announcement of Teddy Graham's butterbeer,
I'm in
flavored.
Yeah.
Teddy Graham's.
Yes, for sure.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, you do not butterbeer my goldfish. Please, do not.
but fish can be beer battered.
Oh, God, yeah.
They are adding rich butterscotch flavor, hints of creamy vanilla, and a touch of magic. Plus, it's not just going to be fish shaped. They're going to have fun shapes of the graham cracker.
I love all of that. It's just stay away from my goldfish.
Don't do it with goldfish.
Don't do it with goldfish, man.
Go find a bear.
Just find a bear. You can find probably any other animal in the mammal kingdom or the aquatic kingdom, but not goldfish.
Not goldfish.
That just, I don't know, bugs me.
It's not so magical
deeply.
For you.
No, it's the opposite. It's unmagical.
Leave goldfish
alone. That's very
alone.
Muggle-ish.
Okay, well, don't look for them in grocery store shelves in March, okay?
I won't, but everyone else can.
Everybody else can. Eric, avoid.
You know what? That's going to be cute in an Easter basket.
It'll be, yes.
I'll give you that.
Magical.
Don't put it in mine, though. Please.
I won't.
Step away.
Lay it all out there.
Brace yourself.
What's on your mind?
It's mind-blowing, isn't it?
Time for some brain show and tell.
What's on your mind?
It's really cool. Technology is amazing. So my daughter's teacher has this app, and this app allows her to post different things that I can see that they do throughout the day. So like if she gets 100% on her spelling test, I can see. If she is like, I don't know, they're doing something cool in the
classroom leader.
In the classroom. Yeah. Like, oh, they had a pajama party that day. She'll post a picture.
That's
like,
fun.
Oh, yay. That the class is having a party. I'll get to see a little window into their world. However, the learning app is now a bullying tool for me because my daughter's little, I guess, homework in the app that is being posted is a little sassy, a little mean. As I told you yesterday, during my time in New York, had a really cool opportunity, saw some celebrities. And one of the celebrities I got to see was Jimmy Fallon.
I was at that moment in your life.
Okay, thank you.
Yes.
You were there.
I was.
You know. You saw what happened,
mm-hmm.
right? I held out my arms to Jimmy.
Yes, you did.
I initiated a hug to Jimmy. He did not hug me. I hugged him. He consented.
He reciprocated.
Yes.
I think he said like a heck yeah or sure.
Yeah.
Like you bet I'll do that.
Sure. I was like, hug. And he said yes. Afterwards, do you recall me crying at all?
How is this going to affect our relationship for the next 3 hours?
Eric, do you recall me crying, sir?
I think you had an emotional moment, yes. I do recall you crying.
I didn't cry!
I think you cried.
I didn't cry!
I think you cried. I think you cried. You cried like a little happy baby. You were a happy, sad baby.
I didn't cry any actual tears. I was emotional. I was excited. But I didn't actually cry, and now my daughter...
You had a crying face. Is that your ecstatic face? Maybe we all misunderstood the face you were making.
I was excited. It was a happy face.
It was.
I don't know. My daughter...
I think they were tears of joy.
Yeah, okay. Well, she had to use certain of her spelling words, and one of the words was exchange. And she said, I would like to exchange my mom because she cried when she met Jimmy Fallon. Like, dude, bullying.
That's from your little daughter?
Yeah.
Well, you're getting it from both daughters.
I know.
It's been a rough couple months.
I know.
Well, you had it coming. You were crying.
I was not crying.
You were crying.
I'm not crying.
See, it sounds like you're coming around, but then you get sad again. See? See, you get sad again. Or happy. I guess they were tears of joy.
Tears of joy.
Yeah. I think
tears of joy don't count as tears.
It was cold. You know what? It was cold outside. You had wind in your eyes.
Yes.
Is that better?
Yes.
There it is.
Yeah.
It was cold weather crying. It wasn't actual emotional.
Wasn't crying.
It was barometric.
It's just motion.
It was pure emotion. I'm so happy for you because the day before we went to a show and we all kind of just stood there not knowing you have to be aggressive.
Yeah.
And you know what? The famous people get it. And I'm not saying like get in their face, but you have to be seen. You have to kind of paparazzi your game a little bit.
Exactly.
And we didn't do that with Joey Fatone, and you stepped your game up.
I did.
And crying or not, think of what you got accomplished. You got a hug from Jimmy Fallon.
Yeah.
So I would like to exchange that sentiment for whatever your daughter's trying to tell you.
Yeah.
There, I just used exchange.
Exchange.
Yeah.
I would like to exchange.
And you know who's saying that to Cora?
Huh.
Claire and Carrot.
Carrot?
I'm looking at pages and pages of listener comments, which, by the way, thanks to whoever assembled this packet, there's a lot of information in here. But fun to listen to. And then my daughter loves Claire and Carrot.
Carrot? You know, sometimes.
At what age are you that Eric sounds like Carrot?
Two or three, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
She's not like 11, right?
No.
And
no,
thinks
no.
I'm dancing Carrot Hansen?
No. Or maybe that's just like an inside joke.
Is it? Claire and Carrot in the morning.
Carrot.
Do you like it?
Well, I love it.
You do?
Oh, personally, yes.
Because your name is your name?
Carrot. No, I'd be Carrot. Do you want me to be Carrot? I'll be Carrot.
No, I think it's Claire and Carrot in the morning.
Claire and Carrot's fun.
Claire and Carrot?
Carrot?
Carrot.
That's cute.
It is cute.
Own it, Carrot.
Time for The Buzz with Danson Eric Hansen on
Z102.9. In our latest episode of As Des Moines Turns, a bombshell in Des Moines. Welcome to the cast, Senator Ken Rosenboom, chairman of the Senate State Government Committee, who says the moratorium bill will not move through the Senate.
What?
In Des Moines. There are not enough votes. It's not worth putting it on the floor for debate. It's dead in the Senate, which means this all comes down to the vote tomorrow. It all comes down to the decision of the Iowa Racing and Gaming Commission. Thumbs up or thumbs down on a $275 million casino project for Cedar Rapids. Now, remember, this panel, although I believe the members have changed, thumbs down twice. It got voted down in 2014
but
and
totally,
2017.
Totally new panel?
I don't know if it's all fresh faces or not.
Okay.
Let me do a little investigation into that. Because I believe the governor appoints, and I believe there are some different players on that
panel.
At
least some are different.
That did not go the way I was expecting, by the way. As many a soap opera do, right? You want to have a little bit of a cliffhanger. You want it to be a little bit more unpredictable.
That's why soap operas are so great.
That's exactly right. And that wraps up today's edition of As Des Moines Turns. I know it is the Cedar Rapids Sheridan. I think it's been under a couple other brands as well. Now it's known as the Kiteville Minimalist Living Community off 33rd Avenue Southwest. And as of 8 o'clock this morning, it has to be vacant per the fire marshal's office. Since late January, Cedar Rapids Fire Department has been monitoring the situation, and final deadlines for safety updates came and went on Monday. Primarily, you can't have people staying, whether it's a night or kind of living there, if you don't have fire suppression systems. It's a death trap.
Yeah.
So they placarded the building yesterday, and as of 8 o'clock this morning, occupancy is now illegal at Kiteville, and the building must be vacated. Next steps after that, I have no idea. But that is the word, so says the fire marshal of Cedar Rapids. What's got us feeling all right this morning? The Mount Mercy Elevate Award is back with Mount Mercy University and Z102.9. So each week on Wednesdays, we'll recognize student leaders in our area who elevate the community. This week, Edwin Ramos from Linmar. Edwin's originally from Honduras, came to the United States when he was 14. He has a 3.44 GPA, also plays varsity soccer for Linmar. For his nomination, his counselor noted his leadership qualities and motivation. Quote, I feel the strong personal attributes that Edwin possesses will allow him to excel in any endeavor he pursues. He'll be a solid asset and active member of any community in which he will become involved. Edwin has the desire to go to college and study business. He'll be the first person from his family to go to college.
Way to go.
One option could be Mount Mercy, as Edwin has now been awarded a $500 Elevate scholarship if he decides to enroll at Mount Mercy. If you would like to learn more how this program works, because it goes through the counselor system in our area, search Elevate Award Mount Mercy University to learn more. Or if you go to KZIA.com in the right-hand column, you can click off and learn much, much more about our Mount Mercy University Elevate Award. And that's got us feeling all right.
And now, a pop culture update we'd like to call Z's Sleaze with Claire.
Got just a few days left to get your email to scramble at KZIA.com. For our upcoming Broken Hearts Breakfast.
Yeah, nobody wants to be dreading Valentine's Day. Coming up on a Friday, we are trying to take a day that maybe is making you feel like, ugh, and turn it into something you can look forward to.
As we just were reminded yesterday with one of our new submissions, broken hearts happen in a variety of ways. It might not necessarily have anything to do with Valentine's Day. Could just be something from your past. And it's something that you're carrying with you. And it leaves a little bit of a hole in your heart.
Exactly.
But it does deserve to be recognized. It deserves to be talked through. And it deserves to have a seat at a table where you can sit with fellow brokenhearted people and actually bond over what makes you sad.
In whatever way your heart has been broken.
Exactly.
We are here for it. We've got a special table reserved at Feedwell Kitchen and Bakery on February 14th. Our entire show will be live that morning. We're going to invite you to have breakfast. We're going to give you a ceramic heart, and you're going to get to smash that heart open.
Once you smash that heart open, tucked inside will be a little piece of paper. Direct you to a variety of prices we'll have on the price table. I know we have that awesome jewelry again that we gave away in December from Hurting and Stalker.
The Anya Hay jewelry.
Anya Hay, thank you.
Which is gorgeous.
Tickets to TCR, tickets to Ideal Theater shows. Our friends at Essentia, am I saying that right? The spa.
Asteria spa.
Asteria,
yes.
Thank you. I think we got a massage there. You and I are going to do a little shopping early next week, kind of round out so everybody's getting some great prices.
Chocolates and some flowers.
Yes.
It's going to be nothing but good things for you. Lots and lots of great prizes. So if you want in on this Broken Hearts breakfast, all we need from you is tell us about your broken heart.
You know, we forgot to mention maybe the most important thing. It's the most important meal of the day. We're also going to provide you breakfast at the Broken Hearts breakfast.
It's the most important meal of the day.
The pastries alone at Feedwell Kitchen and Bakery.
And coffee.
Coffee galore. And then we'll get you taken care of off the menu as well. That's all coming up next Friday. If you want a seat at that table, we got to close off all of your applications. So get those broken heart stories and your contact information into us right now. Please scramble at KZIA.com.
And now, a pop culture update we'd like to call Z's Sleaze with Claire.
Uh-oh. Usually Monday night isn't like a party night, but it was for Michael Jordan's 34-year-old son, Marcus. Early Tuesday morning, busted for DUI outside of Orlando, Florida. His Lamborghini SUV got stuck on some train tracks.
Sorry, I didn't know Lamborghini made SUVs.
I didn't either. Thank you.
Which way were you going on the train tracks, son of Michael Jordan?
I'm not sure, but he got stuck on there. So police arrive. They notice he's slurring his words. They gave him a field sobriety test and he failed. They've got some police body cam footage, which unfortunately TMZ now has. He disagrees with the police that he is impaired. And he makes sure to mention that his father is Michael Jordan.
I wanted to know when in the interrogation that came up. Did he offer that right away?
It does come up, you guys. It does come up. Do you know who my father is?
What's he gonna do? Dunk you out of jail? What's the option?
Do you know who my daddy is?
He used to have a shoe line that made millions of dollars.
Oh, does that make you less drunk and less in possession of cocaine?
He had cocaine.
He also had cocaine because they were, checking him out.
Yeah.
Doing a little search, and they did find a baggie in one of his pockets. He was booked on 3 charges. DUI, crash with property damage.
Okay.
Possession of cocaine and resisting an officer without violence.
I thought you'd say like and dropping Bugs Bunny's name. My dad played basketball with Bugs Bunny. Come on.
He also listed Bugs Bunny. And I don't know. He was released a few hours later, so I don't know if maybe Bugs posted bail. But he was indeed wearing Air Jordans. So represent.
I don't think he had to pay for those.
No, those are free.
I think his closet is lined with them.
Totally, totally. Billie Eilish puts up a good front and says she's a bad guy.
Duh. Oh, it's a little early.
But you don't fool me, Billy.
Yeah.
Billy helped a Los Angeles wildfire victim out in a big way. A girl had lost her home in an Eaton fire, and this all came through way of Meghan Markle. She found out this story. Yeah.
Okay.
Meghan Markle found out this story, and the girl had lost a beloved T-shirt from one of Billie Eilish's concerts. And Meghan Markle didn't actually know Billie Eilish, but she was connected to Adam Levine and Bahati Prinsloo. She was like, I know them. So reached out to them.
What Kevin Bacon separation game are you playing here?
I know. It's like, I'm a celebrity, so I know this famous person.
So Markle goes to Levine.
Yes.
And then where does Levine go?
Levine, I don't know if he's like, I know her directly or I know
he's in the industry.
Exactly.
So they probably have an agent in common,
yeah,
right?
The people get in touch.
Right.
Short story is the people get in touch. And Billy helps out in a big way. Instead of replacing the shirt, Billy sent a huge care package of clothing, merch, signed a record for this girl.
Wow.
15-year-old girl, by the way, who is a huge Billie Eilish fan. And that tour T-shirt was, yep, like a very cherished item.
Oh, I can see that.
So cool. So cool. Way to go, Billy.
You're a good guy.
You're a good guy.
Duh.
Adrian Brody is probably the favorite right now for best actor for his work in the movie The Brutalist. However, on Monday's episode of The Tonight Show with my good friend Jimmy Fallon.
Your hug buddy.
Hug buddy. he was saying that it was a little bit brutal behind the scenes in the makeup chair. There are some prosthetics that he has to wear, mm-hmm, in the movie to portray his character. But one of the prosthetics that he is not wearing is a nose. The nose that he has in the movie is his own.
Sure.
However, the makeup artist he was working with on one particular day did not know this.
No.
Yeah. And he said it was funny. One day I was working with somebody who was new. I had not worked with her before. And they were removing other apparatus from me. And this woman is busily working away with a solvent on my nose. And she's just working and working and working. And I asked her, are you trying to remove that? And she's like, yeah, and it's not coming off.
Oh,
he's
no.
Like, well, it's not going to because that is my nose. She goes, oh, I'm so sorry. This is going to go in my diary. And he's like, that's okay. This is going to be a story that I tell on
a talk show.
So it's fine. It worked out for everybody.
Do you think she worked the next day on the movie or no more?
And she was never seen on set again.
Innocent mistake, right?
I'm sure.
To the makeup artist is just like another face.
Yeah, he's just a face.
You're just a face.
Exactly.
Who has a nose that seems to be disproportionately large.
Yes.
And could possibly be prosthetic.
I didn't know, she said. I didn't know.
I didn't nose, she said. I didn't nose.
That's what we like to call
Z's Sleaze.
Before we dive into today's topic, I just love the fact that we have created a forum,
yeah,
where people can feel comfortable asking, because they're legit. There's no such thing as a dumb question.
No.
But there are questions that make you feel dumb, and I think that's why they don't get asked. But this is a great question, because there's a whole level of language that you and I are not speaking. Your kids are speaking it, though,
totally,
Claire. And it's worked its way into modern day Valentine's, and at an elementary level, are these words appropriate? And I'm asking on behalf of this person because I don't know them.
Yeah, there's some Valentines that have really cool slang in them. And one mom has purchased them for her elementary age kid. But now that she's looking at the box, she's like, I don't know. do you think these are okay? She's a little second guessing herself. So she took a picture of the cards, sent them to us, and asked us, can you ask the world, what does everybody else think?
Before we dive into that alone, is it just an ongoing challenge to try to stay one step ahead of where your kids are all the time?
Yes.
Language, what's pot, like, because this could also be a conversation about a cartoon character. Or a TV show.
It could be.
And it's popular on a Monday and then it's not popular on a Friday.
I mean, you also have to consider like what is okay food-wise to bring.
Oh, sure, yeah.
Is it okay to bring that kind of snack? Does it have the right, you know, like ingredients in it?
Yeah. And I think what's fair, especially when we're talking about Valentine's that will be exchanged at a school, kid to kid might be fine, but it's eventually going to go from parent to kid back to other parent. And could that cause... I don't know, because the other parent's not also probably doesn't know what the language means.
Right.
And then now did you accidentally create an issue where there wasn't an issue to begin with?
It can be a very, very tricky tightrope to walk. I get why she's asking the question. Do you think these very cool slang Valentines are okay? You've got that riz. Have a skibbity Valentine's Day.
You're so Sigma. Is that good?
I think it's a good thing. It's on the Valentine, but I thought skibbity was bad. The kids would know.
If you're bussin', does that mean you got it all together?
Yeah, it's good. Bussin's good.
You're my bussin' Valentine.
Yeah.
Well, the fact that I have to ask, though, I think that's why the mom is having us ask as well, right?
Just want to double check.
Yes, exactly. So the question, are those terms okay for Valentines to be handed out at an elementary school? Are they appropriate? Hey, you calling for Momtroversy?
We are.
What are our thoughts?
We definitely think they're appropriate. We actually work at an elementary school
in the kitchen,
and all of the kids love them. And the only thing cringy about them is when grown-ups use the lingo.
If the grown-ups take over.
That's a good point, because the people who are calling them cringe are also grown-ups.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Right. We're cringy if we use them.
It's cringy when we say them. It's not cringy when they say them, apparently.
They can use it. Now, that is absolutely true.
That makes it
safe.
Because
I've been told I can't say those.
Also, notice none of these Valentines has the word cringe, because I think cringe makes little kids, like, kids cringe, right?
Yeah.
Because adults are overusing the word cringe.
Yeah. So when we say you're being sus or you're bussing, it's cringy. But when they say it or see signs or Valentines that say it, they love it.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that is inside information from a school, from staff, and they're okay with it.
Then it'd be cool.
From elementary.
From
elementary.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Have a super day.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Is it here yet? Is it on yet? Is it here yet?
Since kids don't come with instructions, we're here to help. It's Momtroversy on Z102.9.
Our Momtroversy is actually turning into a teacherversy or a school staff-troversy.
Staff-troversy?
A little bit.
Yeah, I think it totally depends on taste. We have been asked by one mom, what do you guys think of these Valentines? My kid totally loves them, but I don't know if they're appropriate. She sent a picture of the Valentines, and we have some examples. It looks like they are just full of really cool, new, fun slang.
You're the vibe, no cap. Have a skibbity Valentine's Day.
You're the only one who doesn't feel sus.
You've got that riz.
You're so Sigma.
Now, we just had two teachers, or I think staff members, call in. And A, they're okay with it. B, the students use it. Their only guidance to us is adults don't use it.
Yeah.
It's a little cringy.
It's cringy if adults use it. So noted.
We have taken that note. How about this particular call? Are these Valentine's cards appropriate for elementary school? What do you say?
I think they're fine. I also work at an elementary school, and I'm surprised they don't have one that says something like, I want to riz you up.
Yes, that Valentine riz is so...
I want to riz you up, guys. I'm scared of that. That's okay?
I think so. From what I understand,
okay.
It is.
Yeah, I think it's fine.
Yeah, we're good? Okay.
Yeah.
I want to riz you up.
Yeah, girl.
All right, we got another vote that says they're okay. Thanks for
calling in.
We appreciate it.
Yes.
I know, it took me right back to I Want to Sex You Up by Color Me Bad. It felt weird.
No, but it fit.
I felt just awkward. I think the challenge the mom is having is it is not in our everyday vocabulary.
Uh-uh.
So it's like, would you send foreign language Valentines if you don't really know what they meant or said? right?
True.
I think that's the question she's asking.
True, but the kids, like, I know what these mean. I know exactly what I'm saying when I send these.
So we are getting a lot of yeses, and then we've got this call.
Well, I'm calling about the Valentines, and as an elementary teacher, I'm saying the Valentines are not appropriate because most of the slang we do not allow the children to use at school.
So don't put it on a card if they can't say it out loud?
Yes, exactly.
So is it like a little confusing when they get sent home and it's like, what does this mean?
Right, because we tell them like skibbity is not something that we allow them to say at school. And we work very hard to get them to stop saying it. So when they're bringing Valentine's with it on it, it's very confusing. Why can we do it at Valentine's Day, but sure, we can't do it any other day?
I love the fact that when she went to become a teacher, at no point in her career did she go, someday I have to stop kids from saying skibbity.
Yeah, our little Rizzlers.
But she brings up a very good point. If they're trying to actually eliminate it from the classroom because it's distracting and it doesn't really enhance learning.
And if that has been the rule thus far, and you know that as a parent, then that's probably your guide right there, is that your kids have been warned before.
So for that angle, because I'm sure every school's going to be a little bit different, mm-hmm, check with the classroom,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Which is probably the first time somebody's even made that recommendation. I like that one a lot.
I like that as a recommendation.
That's our Momtroversy. We've got these Valentine's cards appropriate for elementary school. That's our question.
Okay, so I am a para at an elementary school.
Yeah.
Completely fine.
Completely fine.
Yeah. Completely. Okay.
Completely fine.
That language is used. There's no concern of any other meanings. Absolutely A-okay.
Absolutely A-okay.
I feel like that's like we just closed the case.
Yeah, like I, as an insider and somebody in the know.
As an insider parent educator, chill out, people. Just chill out.
Now, yep,
in the know.
Do you understand them? You're fine with them and you understand them?
I understand almost all of them, even the insults. So none of those are like insulting.
They can't be taken out of context,
okay,
or mean something else.
I thought skibbity was good and then skibbity was bad. And is skibbity good?
Can we ask you this, though? Just from one adult to another, do you use these words? Can we use them or do we sound weird?
We sound weird.
All right. That's what I thought. That's what
I don't use them.
Got it. Roger that. Skibbity that. But okay. Is that?
Skibbity?
Yeah. Cringe.
Claire, this call is so Riz.
No.
See, you're right. It sounds wrong.
No.
I think that's what's giving everybody pause, because we don't feel comfortable with them, but as they are fine.
Elementary kids feel super comfortable with them. That's all I hear all day long.
And they know how to use it.
And they know how to use it.
All right. And that's the sus. Nope.
Nope.
Still,
nope.
Nope. All right. Thanks, paraeducator.
You're not sus.
We appreciate it.
No, you are sus, though.
I know what that means. Thanks. Have a great day.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to the Morning Scramble podcast.
Catch Claire and Eric live weekday mornings, 6 until 10 Central Time on Z102.9.
Listen on your radio, on your smart speaker, or stream at KZIA.com.
Okay. Have a good day.